Good morning, this is Brother Marlon here. Praise the Lord for another new morning. This morning I'd like to just consider a thought. We look at the work that Jesus did on the cross, and we look at it as free. You know, salvation is free. Believe, there's many references, and just believing and repenting, and salvation is free. But let's consider it from the other angle a little bit. Let's consider what if God would consider salvation free, or and to get a little bit of an illustration of that, we'll go to the Old Testament, where the Israelites were required to have offerings for their sin, and you'll find it here in Leviticus 1. I'm just going to go down through here a little bit. And if his offering be of the flocks, namely of the sheep, or of the goats, or a burnt sacrifice, he shall bring in a meal without blemish. There you can see that it was sheep and goats, and the meals without blemish, the very best of the herd. And then a couple of verses down, Leviticus 1, verse 14, and if the burnt sacrifice for his offering to the Lord be of the fowls, then he shall bring his offering of turtle dove or of young pigeons. Again, we see it as an animal. So let's just run a scenario. Let's say you were poor, and you only had a couple of dollars, and the pigeon, this young pigeon, was going to cost you half of your money. Do you think that poor peasant, Israelite farmer, would consider salvation free? Let's just consider that maybe you had a herd of 20 goats, and you had one really good billy goat that you really liked. He's the cream of the crop. When the year came around for sacrifice, that was the one that was required. Do you think that farmer considered salvation free? Then if we come into the New Testament times and we look at what Jesus did on the cross, I think we're so familiar with the story of how Jesus gave his life on the cross, that sometimes we forget what actually happened there. In John 3:16, we're very familiar with this verse. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." Yes, he gave his Son knowing that he would be risen again. But you can see the pain in that separation that happened there just before Jesus died, and the cry that he made, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Do you think Jesus considers salvation free? First of all, we had the poor farmer who had this give half his money for a dove or a pigeon for sacrifice for his sin. Or maybe the other farmer, or the other farmer who had some sheep and some goats, but he had to give his very best. And then here's God giving his very best and the only one that he has. And yes, he returned to him. He rose again. He returned. But do you think that any of these consider salvation free? And I think we do injustice to that same thinking. We start thinking that salvation is free. It is free, but it costs something. It is free, and you're free to serve the Lord. And you're free in your conscience. You're free from sin. You're free from the guilt of sin. You're free from the burden of sin. But your freedom that you had received through turning to the Lord Jesus costs something. So let's never forget that salvation did cost something. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful day.